When it comes to flying your drone, trial and error is not a strategy. It's insanity. Insanity. So get your drone questions answered by the experts so you can save time and money by lowering your learning curve. And now your hosts, Rob Burdick and Paul Aitken.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another awesome episode of Ask a Drone You. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob, and you're listening to episode number 237, and we thank you very much for spending a few minutes of your day with us.
We do. We know that was a wild ride of an episode that we had yesterday, so we're going to lighten it up a little bit today and give you guys some useful business information. We're delving back into the business side of running your business online and talking about the key points that are important to your business, talking about exposure, conversions, those type of things.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Paul, we got actually an emailed question in this time from Terry.
Terry.
In Ohio.
Ohio.
Believe it or not. And he asked a question because it's, I think it's pretty well known from by our listeners that your social media, drone use, social media presence is growing. And you're doing a nice job with that. Paul does most of that for us, everybody. Mm-hmm. And so Terry is saying, so what do you recommend for us if we're relatively new in business or even social media, or even if we've known about or we've been involved in social media for a while, what do you recommend for us to get started and start to build our social media presence? What are the most important platforms? What are the best ways to build each of those? Just some of your tips would be really, really helpful. So I actually think it's a great question, and it very much applies to one, getting their business up and running. It's a really important part of business.
Yes. Yes, it is a very important part of business. Social media 101 with Rob Burdick and Paul Aitken. How do I say this? Oh, I don't even know where to start. There's so many different aspects.
Start with what you feel is the most, what the most important platforms are.
Well, okay, so let's talk about platforms. First of all, I think the most important platforms are the platforms in which your demographic is on.
Okay, so I'm sorry to interrupt you, but let's keep this focused on a drone pilot.
Okay, I will. So that was kind of my goal the whole time there, Rob, but... no, I say this because... in internet marketing, the one thing that they tell you that is very, very different from traditional marketing, traditional marketing is more this kind of shotgun blast, focus on the popularity of certain aspects and try to hit home with that. Whereas internet marketing is learn your demographic to a T, figure out the things that they like, figure out the things that they don't like, figure out where they like to hang out, what type of things they like to talk about. And then you can figure out what network they will be on. If you are a drone pilot and you're just making videos and photos for people, you're probably more of a B2B business, which means business to business, how do I say this, category of who you sell to. Business to consumer would be like drone stores selling drones to consumers, which I think there would be a very different strategy for that type of store.
Sure.
That would be much more of a shotgun approach, in my opinion. That being said, with your social media, I am propped up on three main platforms.
Okay.
LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram.
Right.
I think Instagram is really important for our group because we talk about vehicles that have cameras, whether they're thermal, whether they're radiometric, you know, whether they're just regular cameras, EO, IR, SWIR, LIR, hyperspectral, multispectral, LIDAR. You name it, it's a camera.
Right.
Whatever it comes down to. And people love Instagram. And for me, I love Instagram more than Facebook because there's no political stuff on Instagram, at least not in the people that I follow.
Okay.
So I really like Instagram because it's more of a basic kind of fundamental, look at this really cool stuff. It's just very visual. And a picture can say 1,000 words. And so for me, Instagram is the most powerful platform. LinkedIn is good. Some people have found me through LinkedIn. Really, it's just a great way to backlink our website. If you don't know what backlinking is, take an SEO class and learn how the internet works. It changes every year, just so you know. So don't get like, oh, I learned about SEO and now I'm good to go. No, it doesn't work.
Probably
like that.
Even more than that nowadays.
Yeah. When I was actually running my SEO business, Google changed their algorithm 3 times.
In 1 year, basically.
In 1 year.
Yeah.
That was a nightmare. Anyway, that being said, you really have to understand social media. But social media is a lot like word of mouth networking. You are only as liked as the type of person, how do I say this? In networking, right? You never go up to someone and say, hey, Rob. Oh, or excuse me. Hey, nice to meet you. What's your name?
Rob.
Oh, Paul.
What's your name?
Very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
What do you do? Oh, wait, I don't care. Hey, my name is Paul. I fly drones and blah, blah, blah. That type of, you know, 80-20 conversation where you're talking 80% of the time and only listening 20% of the time, that's not going to work on social media. And in social media,
just like it wouldn't work in a conversation at a marketing event, or I mean a networking event.
Exactly. It's got to be focused on them. Yeah. I've got to say, if I want to make an impression on Rob, my conversation is going to be much more like this. Hey, Paul, nice to meet you.
I'm Rob. Yeah, good to meet you, Paul.
Hey, Rob, what do you do?
Well, I run a couple of businesses. And what about you, Paul? What do you do?
Oh, that's cool. What kind of businesses do you run?
You know, different things. Financial industry, drone-related businesses, just different things. I love being an entrepreneur, but I'm really more interested in what you do, Paul.
Oh, that's really cool, though. It seems like you've got this kind of like myriad of businesses, and I'm wondering, like, you know, what makes you tick? What really gets you going with these businesses?
Just love doing new things. Love being in businesses where we can serve people and help people get better at what they do, help people achieve the goals that they've had for a long time in their lives. Love being a part of other people's lives. But again, so you haven't told me what you do.
Well, you know, my job is really simple. I train people how to fly drones really well. But I am fascinated by what you do, though, because it seems like you are just driven in a myriad of ways to solve problems. And you know what? I just have to say, I really appreciate people who are out in the world trying to make a difference. It seems like there are kind of two different types of people in this world. You know, you got the members, the owners, people who see problems and they wonder who's going to fix it, and then those people who see a problem and instantly look for the solution. And Rob, I just really appreciate people like you in this world, and it just means so much to me. So what's your plans for the next year? How are you going to grow?
Well, thank you, Paul. I really appreciate that. And I think people get the picture.
Okay. So when you're doing sales or when you're doing networking, there's a couple key things that you've got to do. And the same goes for social networking. Edification is number one. Did you notice how many times I complimented Rob? Did you notice how many times I switch tracked? So switch tracking is when someone asks you a question and you take it and you kind of dive around it and turn the question back on them. It's called switch tracking. And then also, did you notice how I use a lot of words of affirmation and saying, oh, I really appreciate your mindset. I really appreciate the type of person you are, kind of getting to a more fundamental thing. Here's the key that we didn't say because we've been talking this whole time. What did I do for a majority of that conversation, Rob?
Listen.
Exactly. So when you're in social networks, you want to become a part of groups. And the first thing you need to do before you write anything in that group is listen. You need to observe like a hawk. You know, like things so they pop up in your feed more often, but do not comment for at least a week or two when you're trying to make a presence. Why? You want to learn what is the jargon of the group. Jargon is the different type of words specific types of people use. This is like your subject matter experts. For example, if you're working with geospatial people, you'll never hear them say, oh yeah, I'm a geospatial analyst. They're gonna be like, I work in GIS. Yeah, there's jargon that you've got to be familiar with so you seem authentic.
So you might even have to do a little bit of research.
Yeah,
to figure
you might
out what some of these things are.
The other thing is that I think is really important with social media, Rob, is did you notice how, again, I complimented you, right? How would that kind of interpolate into online? How would you compliment someone without actually complimenting them?
Well, I think it's the same way. One thing is to like what they do.
Perfect.
Which, I mean, that's the easiest way. Those little like buttons can be pretty useful.
Oh, yeah. So you got to be careful about, you know, liking one particular person's stuff over and over. You could come off as a little obsessive, and that could come off as weird. But you definitely want to show people the love. That's kind of what I used to train people on social media is, in order to receive love, you have to give love.
Sure.
And it's just like in trust. You've got to give people trust in order to be trusted. So these are very fundamental psychologically driven ideals and strategies. And social media is an exaggeration of one-to-one social networking. I mean, it is literally an exaggeration. It is, you can take an idea and spread it a million times. Here's the other thing. you have got to be just as social in person as you are online. If your personality type does not match what's online or what's being perceived as online, you're going to lose followers once you actually become large. Like, you can get to the top very quickly, and this is something that I've learned the hard way. You can get to the top very quickly. In Party Trolley, I felt like I was the social star of Albuquerque. I could go into any bar, any club, any hotel, get everything for free.
Right.
And you know what?
Where'd you go wrong?
I went wrong in many places. But here's the thing. It's easy to get to the top. It's hard to maintain that. Because being on the top, you are expected to have a certain level of respect for everyone. You're expected to be this higher echelon of kind of society where you really got to treat everyone like your family. You know, everything takes a lot more personality. You really have to focus on what makes people tick. And my biggest thing, I always ask people, and people find this annoying sometimes because little kids do it, why?
Yeah.
Ask the why. Get down deep. Figure out who these people are. Ask
sure.
why.
Well, if you're showing a genuine interest in somebody, that's going to resonate with them for sure. One of the other things that I'd like you to talk about as it relates to social media.
Hold on one second.
Okay.
I want to finish the thought.
Sure.
We talked about giving love to get love. So
right.
how do we do that on social networks? If we're on LinkedIn, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we are actively liking other people's stuff.
Right.
Sometimes if you really don't like it, just like it anyway so people notice your name. That is the whole point of exposure, is saying, you know what, that's cool. That's really cool. I like what you did. And you're sharing the enjoyment with them. And you're sharing joy, and I think that actually goes a long way. And by the way, for people who are wondering what my strategy is, everything that I like, I actually enjoy. And frankly, I really love seeing other people experience joy through flight. It's something that really makes me tick. That's my why.
Yeah, and so I think one of the things, and you sort of alluded to it, so this is probably a good point to transition at, is talk a little bit about being real. Because I think what we see with a lot of folks on social media, particularly Facebook, is you get the very, very best 2% of their life.
Yes.
And obviously, we don't necessarily need to hear everybody's dirty laundry, but there's got to be some element of realness to these people, to you.
Yeah, you can't talk like you're a PR machine.
Right.
Let's be honest. That doesn't work for people, especially smaller companies that are just getting off the ground. You've got to be authentic. You've got to, I don't know the best way to say that you're authentic other than be transparent, answer questions promptly. If you have someone who is a naysayer, respond to them and turn it back around on them by asking a question. There is so much that you can learn about social media. Rob, do you know I actually went to social media school?
I don't think I knew that. I didn't know there was a social media school.
Yeah. I'm actually trying to remember the name of the school now. Oh, I'm going to lose it. Oh, Likeable Media School. Likeable Media is a great book. You should totally read it. It goes over the fundamentals of social media. It talks about how companies like Omaha Steaks completely turned around their sales just on very simple social strategies and competitions. There are a lot of things that work on social media. You know, you see a lot of people doing giveaways, but there's a specific strategy with giveaways that works. I think giveaways are the most difficult thing to do successfully, yet you see people doing them all the time.
Yeah.
And I give this example. I was talking to Alex Wright one time. He owns Drone Depot in Canada. Really nice guy. He and Nick Lang and I were having drinks at the Aria Hotel one night, and we were talking about social strategy, and I was trying to make a deal with Alex Wright, say, come to Drone U, let us show you some social stuff. It will boost your sales, I promise. I know because we've done it. It worked. And he's like, well, are you talking about giveaways? And I'm like, yes. And he goes, well, I did a giveaway with that drone show. And I said, okay, well, what was your final output number? And which means how many emails did you collect from the giveaway? That's the whole idea, is with social media and everything, you're trying to build your email list. This is the people that you can go to at any given time and say, look, we've got a last minute flash sale. We want to offer you some value, some entertainment, or we want to offer you some information that will help you along.
Right.
Building that list is really important. Alex told me he got 3,500 emails from the That Drone Show list. And That Drone Show has a pretty large social media following.
Right.
So I was really, I was interested why they only got 3,500, because we did our very first giveaway, and we haven't done one yet. We're going to do another one with an Inspire one coming up soon. How many emails did we get? This was before we took them all down. Rob, do you remember the number of emails we got?
We were in the 40 to 50,000 range of emails.
And how long had we been around in business for?
Oh, boy. At that point, 90 days.
Yeah. So it's all about how you
strategy.
Yeah, strategy is very important. I'm giving you guys kind of the basic fundamentals, ideals and kind of things you should be thinking about. But understand that there are very specific ways to run strategies. And if you do not know how to do that, you will never be successful online. And, you know, Daniel Herbert was asking me, and even Julia, I'm messing up her last name, Verduccio. I had a girl in high school named Verducci, so I always mess up Julia's name because of that girl. But they ask me all the time, like, how do you have 23,000 followers on Instagram? And it's 23,000 between, actually it's 24 now, between DroneU and my personal page, which I've actually kind of had my own shift. Because DroneU is more about other people. It's more about helping people, giving people tips. And mine was more kind of selfish. Like, look at these cool jobs I'm doing. And in the last few months, I've totally shifted from like posting on my own because I just love posting on DroneU. I love seeing the interaction, the engagement. I love seeing other people enjoying the fact that their work has been shown off and other people like it. It's affirmation.
One of the coolest parts of the DroneU Instagram feed is sharing other people's work. Yeah. It's fun.
And we've been growing 1,000 followers a week the last month. So we kind of have really upped our conversion ratio of how many people are actually coming to our page and following us and staying. In the first year, and I actually did these numbers, in the first year we got 10,600 followers approximately.
Right.
And since that, we've gained 3,000 followers in the fastest time ever of gaining followers. It's because we've kind of, I feel like we've hit that golden, this is how we should run our social media campaign.
And by the way, thank you to everybody who's following us on Instagram.
Yes,
really appreciate that.
And honestly, for those of you who are listening, like, oh man, I'm a follower of DroneU. Like, what the hell? Like, honestly, you got to understand that I think that social media strategy is much deeper as far as ideologies go than what most people think. But if you do follow us, if you are on our Instagram page, tag us in your photos if you want us to show them to our followers. It's something that we do. We love to do it. In fact, every weekend on our private DroneU group that's only available to members, it's on Facebook. By the way, the tone in that group is so different than everything else I've seen on Facebook.
It is so fantastic because people are just looking to help each other.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It is the type of community and lifestyle that I want to see in every aspect of my life.
Yeah.
And it's taken a lot of time and effort to foster that community at DroneU, but it's paid off in leaps and bounds. Not paid off to us, paid off to our members. That's what it's about. It's not about us, it's about them. And I hope people realize that. And I hope they see that in our Instagram feed. That being said, if you want to tag us, it's at the DroneU. And I would love to share your photos.
Yeah, absolutely. You've been sharing more than one a day. I mean, it's been several a day, or at least a few a day.
I think it's been three a day. Yeah,
which is great. Getting other people exposure through our followers is a great use of that following.
And by the way, to anyone who's asking, did we actually give away the drone? We did. His name is Matt G. You can follow him on Twitter, MattG123, I think is his Twitter handle.
He's in Canada, right?
Yeah, he's in Canada. Yeah.
Canadian?
He's been flying his drone a lot, too. He's been using it in his videos. I'm proud of the guy.
Yeah, that's cool.
So it is cool. So, guys, everyone's been asking, you know, when are you guys going to do another giveaway? How can we find out more about that? Well, we're waiting for our new website to come up and ready. It's been in development for 4 or 5 months. We really want a new, clean look. And as soon as that website is up, we are going to be giving away an Inspire One.
Absolutely. It's going to be fun.
That's a $4,000 value, Rob.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, so anyways, hang tight for that.
Anyway, guys, if you have any questions about social media, running your business, strategies and whatnot, we welcome you to ask them at AskDroneU. If you want to get the nitty-gritty detail, we will be filming an upcoming class on this exact point. So stay tuned. Become a member of DroneU. Fly comfortably. Fly safely. Fly safely.
That's all right. You can fly safety as well.
I think that goes to that whole thing that trial and error is not a strategy. It's insanity.
That's right.
So true.
It is.
Anyway, guys, thank you so much for asking those questions. And thank you so much for everything that we have been doing. Thank you for supporting us. And thank you for the reviews. If you have a question, astronu.com. Special thanks to our sponsors, GPC. That's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Ask Drone U.
Thanks for listening to the Ask Drone U podcast. Be sure and tune in next time to your personal experts for answering your drone questions, Rob Burdick and Paul Aiken, so you can keep lowering your learning curve and save time and money.